You know, I was thinking about this driving home from work last night. And the proposition that the problems between Russia and the rest of the world because of the war in Ukraine, that it could impact the International Space Station, which is a byproduct of a partnership between Russia and the United States and other nations. And I don't know what the makeup of the crew is right now at the International Space Station, 150 miles up or whatever it is. But that there might be a problem. Now we've got the head of the Russian space exploration unit essentially saying the International Space Station, or ISS, could plunge back to Earth. A 500-ton piece of metal could end up hurtling back to Earth. If there are sanctions. Now, I'm sorry, but I have trouble believing that. But I was wondering, how are these crews going to get along? Assuming there is a Russian or two Russians and two or three Americans and a Japanese national. How are they all going to get along? If indeed, you know, we're going to be at war, or the world is going to be at war with Russia, how do we run the International Space Station? Or do we toss the Russians out? See ya. Bye-bye. I don't know. No, but I was thinking about that. And now I just saw a lower third on the CNN feed that the head of the space organization in Russia is saying that the International Space Station could fall to Earth. Could plunge back to Earth. 500 tons of metal and other stuff. I don't know. That's what they're saying. Stick around. We got a lot more to do. In fact, coming up, we'll be joined by Sam Peters, another of the Sams. We had Captain Sam Brown on earlier this hour. Next hour, it's Sam Peters. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm Joey Gilbert, and I'm running for governor of Nevada. Nevada currently has the highest inflation, the highest unemployment, and the worst-ranked schools. And Vegas has become one of the most dangerous cities in the nation. I could tell you it didn't help when Lombardo threw ICE out of Metro, and he's only exacerbated the situation when him and Sisolak have allowed tens of thousands to be bussed into Nevada. Sheriff Lombardo and Sisolak are responsible for the colossal downslide of Nevada. Putting either of them into the governor's seat for 4 years will complete the destruction of this great state. Don't take them at their word when they tell you what they'll do once elected. Do your homework. Look at their track records. I'm against all mandates. This is America. I reopened our churches back in 2020 after beating Sisolak in the Ninth Circuit. I've been fighting his tyrannical agenda for 22 months straight. Nevada can't afford more of the same. Elect me, Joey Gilbert, and together we will make Nevada the freest state west of Florida. Go to GilbertForGovernor.com to learn more, and may God bless Nevada.
Paid for by Gilbert for Governor.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden has made his choice for the Supreme Court. Federal Appeals Court Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson would be the first black woman on the Supreme Court if confirmed. American University Supreme Court expert Stephen Wermiel says Jackson will not face an easy confirmation.
She probably is the most liberal of the three finalists that he was considering. Some Republican senators have now already called her an extremist.
Carol Tobias, head of National Right to Life, says Jackson has been an attorney for the National Abortion Rights Action League. Russian forces are closing in on the Ukrainian capital of Kiev. President Biden and his NATO partners agreed Friday to send thousands of troops to help protect allies along Europe's eastern edge. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance must protect its members.
There must be no space for miscalculation or misunderstanding. We will do what it takes to protect and defend every ally. and every inch of NATO territory.
Thousands of Ukrainians have fled to the West, some seeking asylum in Romania. Winter isn't over yet for parts of New England. National Weather Service meteorologist Richard Ross says by late afternoon or early evening, many areas of New England will have received 6 to 8 inches of snow.
The snow has started, and it looks like from the progression of the system, it should be a fairly quick burst.
No sign of an agreement between the Baseball Players Association and the owners today. The sides remain far apart on many key economic issues on this 86th day of the work stoppage. On Wall Street, the Dow by 834 points, the NASDAQ rose 221, the S&P 500 advanced by 95. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
They're the Vegas dream team of criminal defense attorneys, Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Together, they're committed to you and your rights. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's 204. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. So the Nevada's hot housing market shows no signs of cooling down, with home prices in December ending the year up 25.5% from the same time in 2020, and the seventh straight month that Las Vegas housing prices outpaced the national average. Phoenix home values continue to lead the way, up more than 32% over the same time last year. The hot Southern Nevada market continues to be a seller's market, causing concerns about affordability, with the median sales price of previously owned single-family homes hitting a record high of $435,000 last month, a $90,000 increase over January of just last year. With the return of the Las Vegas Rock and Roll Marathon this weekend, do expect some road closures. There are three different races scheduled, which could impact your drive. A 5K run tomorrow in downtown, a 10K half marathon, that's Sunday, up and down Las Vegas Boulevard and downtown. The road closures for tomorrow's 5K begin at 8 in the morning. They run through 7:30 at night downtown. The 10K and half marathon mean road closures on the Strip between Harmon and Park Avenues. They started about 2 in the afternoon through about 11 p.m.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Congestion on the 15 right now, south of Oki, north at Tropicana. You're bumper-to-bumper through the Spaghetti Bowl there, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange, because ahead of that, only two lanes are available, 515 east at Main, 515 westbound at Eastern through that construction zone. It's going to be there until 2023.
Gather round, I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local. Good to have you with us. Joining us now, I'm so excited to have him on. I see him out and about. He is the busiest man in politics in our state. He is Sam Peters. He's a Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. He's also the owner of Peters Family Insurance, a U.S. Air Force major and Bronze Star recipient. A lot to go on that business card. I just love that. Sam Peters joins us. Sam, how you been?
Hey, I've been good, Kevin. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure to be on with you.
You are always busy. Do you get any days off?
No, I don't. I tend to take Sundays, and I focus on my family. We'll call that a day off, but I really put a lot of effort into that, too. So I'm always going, and it's always worth it.
I've got to ask you news of the day. We've got the president of Ukraine not asking but demanding that Biden and the UN and NATO and everybody else start chipping in to help them defend Ukraine. What do you make of what's going on a half a world away?
Well, I make of that it's a disaster, and it is a disaster that started on January 20th of last year. From the beginning of the administration with Biden, every policy that they undid with from the Trump administration, every policy that they put in place of their own has been destructive to not only America but our foreign affairs across the world. Fast forward a few months to what the world saw in Afghanistan, and it has all been a precursor to what we're seeing right now. And I want to tell you something, Kevin. I was on with Newsmax yesterday morning, and they started the segment with me with playing a video of the bombing that was happening in Ukraine that evening, or earlier that evening. And the clip that they showed was a family standing in a house with a jet approaching from the front, looking out a window. And you could see the missile coming off the jet and hitting the house next to the one that this family was standing in. And immediately after the explosion, you could hear women and children screaming. And I want to tell you something right now. If it's not gut-wrenching, what Putin is doing and has been emboldened to do by this administration with Joe Biden, you're just not awake. It is an absolute tragedy, and Biden owns it.
Can sanctions, even sanctions against Putin and the foreign minister and members of the Putin cabinet, can sanctions stop Vladimir Putin?
Not alone. It's too late for that. So I'll qualify some of what I just said with Biden owning it. The shutting down of the pipeline, the administration's handcuffing of American energy producers, it gave Putin the funds and the financing to do what he's doing now, and to do it with impunity, and not have to fear of the global market crashing in around him. And these sanctions that they're talking about, you know, Putin has the ability to shut down and turn the lights off from most of Europe, because we gave him the energy dominance in that market. And, you know, we shut down ours. You have to keep in mind as well the amount of oil and the amount of product we get from Russia. It's staggering. And to come in at this now with just sanctions, it is not going to, it's not going to shut him down. What needs to happen is our energy production needs to go into full production, flood the market, take that business, take that funding away from Putin, the sanctions as well. Those two things paired together, they will have a significant impact on Russia's ability to wage war. And it will also help America get back on its feet from the policies that we've been faced with for the last 2 years of shutdowns and whatnot. So that's what needs to happen. The government needs to get out of the way of the American industries, specifically the energy industry, flood the market with American oil, get the gas prices down, help people at the pumps here, and at the same time, it will have an incredible effect on what Russia is able to do.
Let me just ask you, is there an off-ramp for Putin? Is there an off-ramp for Ukraine and the rest of the world to end this thing? Is there a path to victory like we talk about in sports?
Well, I think there's a couple of outcomes here. I mean, obviously, if those things I just talked about happen and they happen quickly, you know, Putin could have an opportunity to back away. And, you know, you got to remember, a few weeks ago, he only wanted two small sections of the far eastern part of Ukraine. But what he's doing right now, he's going in at every angle, and he's attacking the country. He's attacking the capital, which is nowhere close to those two areas that he was originally talking about. So I think at this point, his overall goal is to take Ukraine in completely. And, you know, so there's a couple of things that could happen. He could back off and just take those two county sections or states, however they look at them there. And call himself victorious, because that's what he intended. He could continue going the way he is, and unfortunately, I don't think Ukraine can withstand what Russia can bring to the fight, and Ukraine will fall, and he'll claim victory that way. I think those are probably the two outcomes that are most likely. I don't foresee, given the state of the world and the absence of a world power to kind of stabilize it. I don't see them, you know, pulling out of Ukraine and just giving it back to Ukraine at this point.
Do you view Putin as a modern day Hitler, some sort of maniac?
He's absolutely maniacal. There's no question about it. Whatever his intentions are at this point, what makes him tick? You know, and it's power. It's power. It's money. It's all of those things that make people invade countries without being provoked. I think it ultimately the reason he went in, he was feeling the pinch that Ukraine might join NATO, and he did not want NATO, you know, advancing to the east. Another part of it is he just wanted to take NATO, take Ukraine, and flex his muscles. And again, he was emboldened with the financing to do it. He was emboldened with the no threat from the world community after watching what happened in Afghanistan. He's going to do what he wants to do, and I think, unfortunately, for the people of Ukraine, and my prayers are with him. But I think he's going to take the whole country, and he's going to claim victory there.
Again, Sam Peters joining us, Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. He is also the owner of Peters Family Insurance, U.S. Air Force major and a Bronze Star recipient. He is decorated. He is a hero. I want to ask you, though, because this is one of those things that only if you're on the ground do you understand this, and that is you are in one of the biggest districts in our state. You're driving all across CD4, and that means you're putting a lot of mileage on your car. That means you're buying a lot of gas. What are you seeing gas for? I mean, I drove for a half hour today, and I didn't find it for under $4.07.
Yeah, that's about what it is, and it's probably going to go up to closer to $5, given the world events. So, it's something we have to deal with, and again, it goes into all of those things I've mentioned already with the policies of this Democrat administration and the states, the governor's administering of this state as well. Now, all of these things play into an economy that is, you know, we've still got ships out offshore in California. We've got empty shelves across the country in many places. We've got, obviously, the gas prices we talk about. And it gets it's not getting any better quickly with the Democrats and the policies that they continue to push. So we have an opportunity in front of us here in 2022 to take back the state, take back the House of Representatives, which is what I'm fighting for. As you mentioned, I'm running for Congress in District 4, and it's the people of the district and across the country. I talk to people across the country. They are excited about the opportunity that's in front of us, given the election coming up. Obviously very nervous, very concerned about what's happening across the country. And I heard you guys talking about, two out of three Republican voters think the southern border is problem number one. I agree with that. I am, as part of my platform, the southern border is, and the immigration across the country, not just the southern border, but every international airport as well, and the northern border for that matter, is a significant issue with the number of people that are coming into this country illegally, the dangerous people that are coming in. I talked to a retired Border Patrol agent yesterday. He told me that since October, 880,000 illegal immigrants have come across the border that we know of, and that number is probably 1 in 4 of what the reality is. Wow. And those are huge. Those are huge numbers. So to that end, I want to make a plug here. I am going to be doing a telephone town hall on March 8th at 6:30 p.m., and my guest host is going to be Ron Colburn, who is the former national deputy chief of the U.S. Border Patrol. He's going to join me on that town hall to give us some perspective on what's actually happening. So if people want to join in, again, it's on Tuesday, March 8th at 6:30 p.m., and the call-in number is 702-848-4049, 702-848-4049. That'll be on my social media. That'll be on my website later on. So we'll get plenty of publication out on that. But it's a big deal, and it's one that has to be addressed.
We're going to talk COVID-19 in just a couple minutes with Sam Peters, the Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint Smart Home Security System with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited-time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check him out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. After being a personal injury attorney for 28 years, I've learned a lot of things about insurance companies, and there are a few things I trust more than them. For example, I trust a rabid cobra protecting her babies. I trust a hungry grizzly bear with a steak in my pocket, and I trust a shark in my hot tub.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Get the picture? Hurt and a wreck and need a check? You know who you can trust. Or Lerner and Rowe.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
Pets are the gatekeeper to our hearts and exemplify the true meaning of love. That's why Findlay's Super Las Vegas is partnering with Hearts Alive Village to give pets the best possible care filled with a lifetime of love. Tell us about your pet and how we can help them live their longest and best life possible. Findlay's Super Las Vegas could select your pet to support and cover veterinarian expenses for potential medical needs. Go to superoflasvegas.com to submit your story today. superoflasvegas.com.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at spillyourguts.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The CDC today announced that it is going to be unmasking much of America. But even as they do that, we have reports that there are huge, huge numbers of excess deaths. In fact, one insurance group sees death rates up to 40% over pre-pandemic levels. What is going on there? Joining us is Sam Peters. He is running for Congress in CD4. What do you make of this? I don't know if you've seen this study, but it's pretty extensive, and it's a little scary.
Yeah, it's incredibly scary. And you know what has been happening, you know, and this is 40% over pre-pandemic levels, which is a considerable number. They liken a significant or a catastrophic type increase at 10%, and they're talking about 40% increase over normal. So it's not good. The policies that again have been attacking the population for the last 2 years, they're literally killing people, and there's no other way to look at it, no other way around it. And this is something that we're going to be dealing with for a long time to come. A lot of it is having to do with, and this is important, the demographic that is suffering the most is the 18 to 65 year olds. If you recall, COVID was the at-risk group was those of older age, 65 and older. But now we're finding that the COVID is killing 40% more in the 18 to 65 year olds. Whether it's the shot, whether it's lingering effects of the virus, it's something we certainly need to watch out for. And again, we need to get on with our lives and figure out how to get past this.
Is this an anomaly? Is this something that, with a bigger sample size, will end up going away, or do you think it may well be that we've blindly followed quote science and gotten jabbed? I'm fully vaccinated plus the booster.
Yeah.
Are you worried that maybe we're going to find out in 2 or 3 years that this thing killed a lot of people?
No, I think for sure we're gonna find that out. I think the vaccine early on, again, the at risk group, those over 65, it was And I said this a number of times. I haven't been vaccinated. I wasn't in the high risk group. I have no desire to get vaccinated. I said it a number of times that if I was in that high risk group, older, or I had comorbidities that were of concern, I would have considered getting vaccinated. But I wasn't, and I'm blessed for that. For those that are older and decided, or those that decided